Hi.
I have a chimney guy here, so
that's
I
fine. Really 2 minutes? 2 minutes?
Yeah, what's
your matter? Yes. I think what you said is crazy. It's like conspiracy, almost like Grandma Elaine, how she thinks people are like stealing from her. To say that little comment makes the son and the father angry, or that I don't think it is, but he is super in focused improvement. That the day after, I thought, by the numbers, by who showed up and participation, the most successful unabashed event by at least 25%, from the, it grows about, it seems like 15 or 20% every year.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. What grows?
The hackathon.
Oh, okay.
But, in which he, even the next day, he's so focused, how do we make it better? What can we do? I want to make it better for my, that he says for his son, that he wants everything. Well, he wants the group to also be better and successful, but that's what he's talking about the next day. And let me tell you, so my group really enjoyed actually working with me. One, the older woman from Microsoft, she's Colorado. I don't think she actually knows Peter, but she was at Netflix and then Microsoft. So nice. But one thing she kind of alluded to, I think by the end of the first day, maybe, and then I kind of stopped doing it, but I would over talk and then make kind of random references or convo.
Well, don't we always tell you this?
And that was what I always knew. And Harrison told me even in the subway going to it, but you were saying, of course, my whole life.
Constantly making references that may or may not be appropriate.
That's exactly inappropriate.
Talking, and
more likely inappropriate
stop.
Even than. And so they would all enjoy working with me. Almost everyone, it seems, would. And she and I, like, we got to know one another, and she doesn't have kids, but she's married to some Scottish guy whose family sounds like Brian Cox, but she liked talking about that, oddly. But anyway, not a big TV watcher, though. So, you know, everyone is so different that one thing, like, it could rub someone off if someone doesn't talk enough, or some ways, but in some ways, if you talk too much, of course it'll get on, like, somewhere. Always, but overall I did think it was positive. The whole time leading up, in any, like, I spoke in maybe 2 or 3 Zoom calls, and I made it seem like to Leo and anyone that would listen how I was going to do this big major job and make it an amazing story, have everything come together for the project. I was kind of, and any, it, there might have been 1.5 time I said, like, those annoying movie references or things, but it actually kind of made sense of what I was talking about, and people generally may have responded well. But Leo, I think I kind of set the bar high, and like I said, he's a bit of a perfectionist, that he wants all to be so good for his son, so, like, if you don't try your hardest, he really takes that as you not loving his son the way, like, someone trying to come into this circle should.
Yeah, but you see, someone making references in the middle of something...
It's inappropriate.
It's
goofy. It's foolish.
It takes the focus.
Yeah.
Away from
I'm seeing that.
Saying.
And
so
I don't have much time around people that. It,
what,
yeah,
what,
totally.
What
as much.
Is.
But no, just another. That. Yeah, so all that's weirdness and it's all bad. Things to
it
work
is.
Out. No, but let me tell you. So like I said, I did talk it up a bit that I was going to be this big contributor. And have a huge impact for the team and myself and everyone. But it kind of, I came up with half the ideas. And the team was loving it when I got it right. And, you know, if I'm talking like 50, if everyone's talking like 40% and I'm talking like 60% total, make 40, you know, 40 to 60 when it's bad. And sometimes I would just shut up when, like, I have to do the work. And that was how it was leading towards by the end, which is the way obviously anyone should be. But not too much, and it gets disparate, unbalanced. Anyway, I came up with about 45% of, like, the content, and more than that probably for the way the story should be. And they were like, wow, and they kind of shut up when I did that. With the way the presentation was so and given, and it didn't have anyone's obviously name to attach to any part, or if you kind of spoke, it was assumed that was what you worked on. Since me and this other Indian girl who were present, and other people did a lot that weren't there too. I'm just talking about for the ideas for the actual thing, not the coding. I didn't touch that, but the actual content, yeah, I did like the lion's share of that in that way, but it didn't look like I really did a thing, kind of, like, with me just, and Peter's like, congratulations, you did great, and it was kind of, like, loud, because it really looked like I did nothing, kind of, and he gave, like, an even bigger congratulations, Peter, because I was, like, it's assumed that you participate and help the group, but, like, for the Indian girl that kind of typed a couple notes and didn't talk, and then me, who, like, was talking all day and said every... I didn't give people a chance, and I said really amazing ideas, and they almost all made it into the thing that were worth having, and it couldn't be told. So I think Leo thinks like I'm just a kind of full of crap, or I don't follow through with my word, because he really has no clue how much I did, if at all, even though I did look shiny going up there and drinking my
cup.
No, well, if he doesn't want to give me a job, then that's something to consider. You're texting me guilt text, like, do this way.
Think. You're jumping ahead. This
not really. If it's not for another year, and Peter expects me to ask a guy for a job this week, I think it's important you know some things. I don't know. No, I'm telling you. I think it was a bad start, kind of everything I told you about before that. But all he cared about was the presentation, the work everyone gave. And it was pretty clear what, like, a couple people did, because they had extremely precise and defined measurable parts, which they sort of presented. And then everyone else is kind of just, like, a bit player to the greater goal. I really did do, like, most of the story. I sound like a schizo, even, like, trying to tell you, but I worked so damn hard, and I was so proud. He's outside for you?
Yes, I'm getting dressed. I told you that when you called.
Oh, I thought you meant like in the backyard. You didn't even let him in.
But people say, and I have to get myself dressed. All right, I have to.
It's not well. Well, I just had to tell you.
All right, but it has nothing to do with the plan.
Stick to the plan, nigga.
Stick to the plan.
Wait, what is it? By the way, what the hell is the plan? In 6 months, I ask for a job if I join.
After the guy leaves, all right?
When would that be? How are you?
Good. This, I don't know if you remember, but this money was from Anshin.
Holy crap.
Drained the Ace of Spades.
My brother, I have to see where I got your number, because there... How have you been, Manuel? I actually, I think it dialed you, I'm gonna be honest, on accident this time, but it's really fucking good hearing from you. Are you at work right now? I don't want to interrupt. Hey, that's have you been wow since COVID,
yeah.
And you're still in Anshin?
No, I'm not in Anshin for about 2 years now.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
So like a year after the pandemic.
I'm so confused with pandemic. I don't even. I feel like I left Anshin in the middle of pandemic, right?
Yeah, I did too.
Or about the die down.
I did. Yeah. So I'm sure you'd like the family time, like now that you're home full time. That's so cool. You got another remote job.
Yeah, I'm on Mars right now. How about you? Where do you work now?
Not at accounting. Trying to break into tech at the moment, Manuel. Where do you work? Yeah, you said Marsh?
Yeah, Marsh, yeah.
Okay. They're in the city, I guess. Oh, cool. Yeah, they're probably not the one I'm thinking about. What? Not Markham, obviously, but so many have Melville. I actually worked in PwC in a Melville office once.
So you're still in New York?
I'm in Brooklyn, brother.
So you're in Brooklyn.
North Williamsburg. I really like it here. What's up?
Oh, it's beautiful there.
So, oh, it's amazing.
Company right now?
No, my friend. I was trying to actually do a startup with tech about whole remote work, and I'm kind of curious with that how it went with you. I was trying to build a program, you know, just an app people download that you can accessibly match contractors with employers looking to get, like, part-time. There's so many, like, businesses that kind of do it, but I thought there would be more demand with, like, the pandemic, and I was so interested with all that crap. But I always liked tech, and I invested in crypto, so I thought it would be a cool start. But it's so good hearing from you. Holy shit. That's exactly what a competitor would have been of mine had I followed through. So they're doing the dream that I had envisioned. It just isn't catching on kind of as quickly as you would think based on the rapid fire. How, you know, like they said 70% of Manhattan in real estate won't go to use, and probably still in part-time type way, but people do have to still go in like at least twice a week, I think, of all level, mostly, unless you're the boss. That's always how it's probably been. So kind of different, but I think employees just get more flex. And I mean, if you're 100% remote, that's absolutely incredible. That's kind of the type of position I'm looking for. But I'm more into like entertainment and gaming at the moment because that was always another passion of mine. So I'm trying to like do code or maybe even animate for them. So I'm brushing up on both skills.
Damn.
I tried applying as a CPA. I tried to apply to game companies as a CPA, but the bookkeeping with Ace and kind of the whole Jay-Z private CFO work wasn't seemingly enough, since the consulting I did for that tax credit had virtually no impact on any type of work I would be doing for like Ubisoft or EA Sport. It's crazy.
Definitely have your CPA now, right?
Yeah, I've had it actually since I've known you. I needed to work another year into Anshin to get it, but like by the time I left Anshin, it was completely good. So, you know, I just haven't worked much of an accountant really at all since. So
yeah, that's what I've been reading that most of the accountants, including CPA,
switch.
They switch to
holy shit.
Companies now.
You know, I assumed it would be like 10%. Yeah, but I think it might actually be higher. Which is pretty insane, because that was a whole big profession.
So yeah, that's amazing, bro. But
thank you.
Anything that I could help you
on? Good question. How many people at your firm?
Oh, Marsh is a big company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're about like 5,000 employees.
Oh, that's amazing. That has to be like a top 10, top 15 New York firm. Holy crap. I don't... Wait, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, Marsh is basically...
with the employees, though. That's right in line.
Marsh is three companies. One is the broken company. One is payroll services. And the other one is the management, which I work for. So, just think about it, right?
Excellent.
I work for Captive Insurance. So, our department or our company... is geared towards helping a big company to get their own insurance company to protect their own asset.
Collateralized? Kind of.
It's like, think about it. If you have car insurance, right, you pay the auto liability, right?
Yes.
But if you tell Geico, put me to the highest deductible. So you have the highest deductible now, right?
Yeah.
Now your deductible will be insured by your own company insurance.
Interesting. So you kind of flip the narrative on ownership of debt, kind of?
Liability.
Right.
You shift
the liability. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but if there's no claim, you pocket the premium that you pay your subsidiary.
You get to keep.
Yeah. If you
wow. I mean, isn't insurance historically the best industry? Since, like, all... I mean, that could go against tech any day for resiliency. as far as.
Include the real estate. It was.
I mean, there used to be serfs and lords of land anyway, so anything real estate, you know, the past few hundred years, it's been booming.
Yeah. I have one company. I think you need to research on this company that will probably help you.
Yeah, what is their name?
Their name is Digital Sierra.
Digital? Are they gaming?
No, they're cloud server.
Oh, cool.
Apparently they have 163 locations.
Oh, they're enormous. Global.
Amazon is renting out from them.
You said, wait, Global Sierra?
Digital
Sierra. Because, yeah, there was a game company named Sierra, but clearly not related. I wonder if they come from Sierra Nevada also. No, totally. So do you know people who were there, I guess?
Oh,
very nice.
My client is like handling their books and records only for the insurance company they have. But that's for their company, of course, not. I don't see it.
Got it.
I see the annual report because it's part of the regulatory filing.
That's pretty cool, though, that you're still touch, I guess. It's like 10% or something of the whole size, the insurance arm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Cool.
But, I don't want you to mix it up. I'm not a broker or anything. I'm still an accountant.
No, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to help you out with your startup
company. No, thank you.
If I could help.
My friend. I'll look, like, any contacts that might be helpful, or just LinkedIn. Should I go? Checking them out.
Yeah, check them out. That's all I could think of.
Okay.
But,
I mean, that's a good lead.
Tech company, the tech clients that we have.
Yeah.
Money's just like water for them.
Well, not right now, actually, for some, but like the ones who weren't crazy.
This company has been established for what?
Absolutely. And I mean, they all hired 10 times what they normally do. So obviously, you're going to have to fire like 5% of that. And then maybe another 5%, and maybe another after that even. But it'll obviously turn around, where I don't think there will be such, you know, I don't think everyone will be fired like that heavily forever. Unless like they invent like a crazy chip, you know, that could actually replace like a decent amount of labor. But that would probably be quantum stuff. They're not nearly, the cloud is hot. I mean, I was coding with the Amazon Web Service. So that's amazing, though. You're saying this. Are they your only client, or you
I have 11 clients.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Mostly tech.
Also,
I'm sure.
For your
that's
own
awesome.
Company, I have a friend who's a coder. I don't know if you need coding people.
Oh, you're talking about for my startup?
Yeah.
I had to scrap that, my guy. I built the app and Apple basically said I wasn't doing anything novel enough, or kind of, it wasn't like creative enough or something. So they like basically put it on pause until I made more to it. I'm like, oh, screw this. I'll just go on to something else now. But that was like what I worked on through the pandemic.
So what are you doing right now?
I'm working on my portfolio for the entertainment digital production, actually. But I do coding, so I'm looking into tech jobs, maybe even like financial tech, that accounting, and then I like, as I build my portfolio, I'm hoping to more focus in for like those types of production focused design. Yet the cloud one, I'm going to look into that. So yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to make approaches on LinkedIn. Because I have a friend in North Carolina from New York who had your number, and you're like one of the guys from Anshin that, like, I haven't spoken to so many. Like, I don't think I've talked to anyone from Anshin since the pandemic, but this was so cool. Like, just checking in, you're still the man, obviously.
Yeah, that's cool.
video games metaverse type, but like I would apply it to, you know, Netflix, Nickelodeon, stuff like that. Like I would love all of that.
And what kind of job you're gonna work on then?
Oh, like I would do the coding as far as design or any artistic and graphic, because I have a background with a creative, which was why working on Ace was so cool, being like Jay-Z's like brand manager financially. For
a job right now,
I'm not working at the moment.
Yeah, so do you want to work for Disney?
That's who I'm actually applying to.
Yeah, why don't you send me your resume, because my cousin works for Disney.
Holy.
On the digital side, on the media.
Oh, you're unbelievable, Manuel.
Yes,
I was just looking at LinkedIn for all like the digital media streaming aspect. I mean, Disney. Wow.
The story that she's telling me is like when she started a couple years ago. Remember The Simpsons? They have the 1 week run for The Simpsons. So they make sure that those are properly set up. But now she went higher up on her position. Now she's doing more on the future or the plans of Disney on the media side.
Oh my.
And I think that's where is your industry now, and that's what you're wanted to do right now, right?
You got that straight.
I really hope something work out with you guys, because she's telling me like the projects that they have right now, and the good thing about it, her paycheck is Disney. She's not a subcontractor.
Oh.
So, you know, that's the best part about it. Because, you know, they do sweet. Hire subcontractors too, you know?
Yeah, I would probably expect that entry, but...
Yeah, but now she is Disney now. You know what I mean? Which is much better
than okay.
A subcontractor.
I'm going to have my portfolio finished, Manuel, in about 3 weeks. Just to the sample animation. So, I could put together a coding one, but in... These they seem to rather coding or the art aspect. So I'll show you my portfolio once I have it ready mid-May.
Yeah, or I could just have you in touch with her.
Yeah.
And I will let her know so you guys can talk about it, because you guys will understand each other better than me not understanding it, and I don't want to misinform her about you and discount you. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. You to her, and yeah. Her to you, and take it from there.
What a blast from the past. Like, right, we're on that floor. Oh my god. I turn around and just yesterday, Nilda, everyone at Anshin was always so nice, but like, it was cool working with you for like the couple months that we had on that.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was a nice little thing. You talked to Andrea ever? Or
oh yeah, I'm getting Andrea some business right now.
Wow.
Yeah,
how's she doing?
We have a business on the side. Me and her are partners. We're doing a
actually
on the side.
Oh, that's too funny.
Mm-hmm.
You don't still talk to Nilda, do you?
The city right now is shitty right now.
It is.
I don't know if that's true.
It's better. It's better than it was, it seems. But not saying much, I'll be honest.
Yeah, because my wife goes there like 3 times a week and she's hating it because of
the subway and stuff.
The rock dealer will be doing like just on the street on our regular business hours, which is like, we know they do it, but
it feels like 1980. No. Well, I mean, that's the legal system that allows it to, but...
No, we're talking about... I'm not talking about marijuana. She's talking about, like really crap.
Oh, well, that's its own, breed of...
Shooting needles and shit like that in front of...
It's not good for when you have kids, you know, coming from school and shit, too. But everyone, yeah. No, it's horrible. I don't go in the city for, like, Wait, I'm trying to even think. Oh, because tax was, I guess, floor. It was, I'm thinking 18, and then 21. Real estate was 25. You were 23, I guess. Wait, no, HR.
I would,
am I completely, HR was 21?
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to even think. Because I live in a building right now. It has like 450 floors. It's really nice, but rent is crazy. I don't even know how the criminals afford to stay in Manhattan because it's so expensive. It's pretty intense. You're in, obviously, Queens still.
No, I live in Long Island now for 5 years now.
So since I've known you, you moved... Oh, that's wonderful. What part?
Suffolk. I'm in Mount Sinai.
Oh, so it's even harder, though, to get to... I was just actually near there by Stony Brook for a...
Stony Brook is like 15 minutes away from me, but I'm farther east.
I was at a Christmas dinner because we have, like, family who are kind of on the border with Nassau. And I also had family from Port Jeff. But
Port Jeff is next door to me.
Yes, and they moved to down south. It was kind of expensive, I guess, to maintain, like they were retiring.
But, property taxes is not a good place for retirees here.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. Because you know the area, so basically I'm close to Splish Splash, close to Tanger Outlet.
All the goods.
Yeah.
I've been to Splish Splash in like 8 years. I even was probably too old to go then in college, but it was so fun.
Yeah, I never been to.
I'm gonna offer you something and say bye. HR people do that.
Like
my fault.
Yeah. See, I've never been to Splish Splash because it's very rough now. The crowd is not for... I have a 7-year-old and almost 2 years old, so it's not for them. Most of them is like on Splish Splash, like teenagers and older, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So, Disneyland, I guess?
That's my brother is in Disney. I'm in Florida, which is like 20 minutes away from Disney.
Yeah, I was in Orlando, actually, for a trade convention back with Anshin.
Aside from my first job, aside from my business with Andrea.
Yeah, tell her I say hi.
I am investing in properties in Florida.
Oh, well, you're just covering it all.
No, I mentioned it to you because you might be interested and I could guide you.
A timeshare?
I'm buying a condominium in Florida and I'm putting it to Airbnb and also traveling nurses.
Oh, wow.
I like traveling nurses better because they work.
And they're reliable and good people.
And the travel agency is the one who's paying me.
Good,
so it's much faster, you know what I mean?
So true. So true.
Yeah. Those are like, you know, consistent, slow, but easy money.
And how would you handle it being in New York with the property?
My brother is a licensed mortgage broker and licensed realtor in Florida.
So you got the bases loaded?
Yes, and then I'm doing the operational side, which I'm the one who's working with the property managers.
So you need property managers?
Yeah, because my brother is swamped already with the mortgage and the realty business that he got. So I am on the other side, which is the contacting the travel agency, traveling nurse agency, the Airbnb, Verbo, those kind of stuff.
I knew you were busy. I didn't realize you were on that kind of like a young Donald Trump almost.
Not young. I'm just like you, grinding.
Yeah.
Best
True.
You know, and if it works, keep it. If it doesn't work, sell it, you know?
And your family must be such motivation to, like, work, like, triple what, like, you would think is a limit from before.
Oh, definitely.
That's so cool.
You gotta just be doing 9-to-5 job, and you know that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Really like that. You're so passionate about, like, business. It's awesome.
Yeah, anytime, man, call me. We talk more. I share Sweet. My ideas. You share your ideas. But in the meantime,
yeah, actually,
let me know when you want to pull the trigger, and I will make a message about you.
All right. I'm going to think about some stuff we said. That is beautiful. Anything else you didn't let me know on? Because I feel I'm, like, short on info now. You told me so much. Anything else?
Nothing else, but if you have anybody who's planning or thinking about Florida, let me know, because that, I believe, that's going to be my retirement business.
Yeah, I have a friend who, he's actually thinking of moving out of New York at the moment, but I don't know if he would go that low. He was thinking more maybe even like Catskill area, or probably lowest... you know, maybe like Virginia. I don't know, but he started out with like he went into plumbing. That's where it kind of brought him from, like the laboring and all stuff. But for 10 years, I mean, this guy kind of worked away, and then he took a little time off, and COVID happened. But like the skills he built as a plumber, to the point he can assemble an entire home structure and do everything. And so now he makes like $100,000 for his company, and he got all this responsibility, and he even does sales as part of this. I never thought of him as this, like, kind of, but he always was very crafty with like, whatever he would do online or side business. Yeah, actually. So I guess he was kind of good at business, but like, he is thinking of moving outside. Again, I don't know if it would be Florida, but like, he's giving up his he has his $100,000 a year job right now, which I thought is really good for a 30-year-old, not even doing plumbing. But what are you looking for more of a contractor for purely like commercial real estate rental, residential rental?
No, for your friend, my brother can definitely help him to get a property, because he is a realtor and he's licensed on the 50 states.
Got it.
He's a retired Marine. So
hey, it's so. It's so interesting how...
He knows down south, basically.
Bro, don't tell nobody. I was recruited by the Marines, actually. I'm kidding, if you wanted to say it. They like me for the tech skills. I took the ASVAB, or AVAS. They're standardized. I did pretty well, so they said I could do cybersecurity for the Marines, which I was kind of studying at Anshin from the tech side, cybersecurity consulting, and
you should pursue that, because with your degree on your belt,
yeah,
you don't have to sign a contract. You're coming out from the boot camp with a rank.
Yeah. No, they were going to give a good job to me.
You're one of those people that my brother hates.
Hates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a degree, you went to Marines. You started from the bottom, going up, right?
And I was kind of thinking that, how it would be uneven. And I wouldn't be an 18-year-old, like, having to truly work from the brunt. And it did seem a little disbalanced. I thought, you know, maybe I would make up for it with Spark. I totally see where your bro was coming from. That is unbelievable. I couldn't leave
Brooklyn. Man, you already have a rank. You already have a weeks in your shoulder, man.
That was kind of what they were selling to me.
Even my brother would salute you.
Wait, you said he wouldn't? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, have to, I guess. You have to.
Imagine if you came from the boot camp and he served like 20 years in the Marines.
Oh, I wouldn't want to kill this guy.
You know,
no,
it's going to be funny.
Hilarious. Maybe not for me.
But connecting with your friend, and
yeah, sure.
Connect him with my brother. So they
cool.
can talk if he wants to get a second house or a primary house in Virginia. He can
yeah.
definitely show him the ropes, the best way to get it, because interest rate right now sucks, man.
Mm.
And my brother has so many programs that he can go the lowest possible, but not like before that we're getting like 3-4%, you know.
So, but I mean, you're saying it's a buyer's market, or
it's a seller's market.
So interest rate sucks. That means it's really high for the buyer.
There's no buyer. There's no seller right now. It's still shaking right now.
That's crazy. My brother does mortgages at City. If you need anything, mortgage at City. But like when that Silicon Valley Bank happened, all his deals stopped on that day. And then, like, a week later, every deal start. I don't know how many people are stealing for another in New York City, but they're doing deals every second, it seems. It's pretty insane.
Yeah. My brother, brokering company, has 133 lenders.
Nice.
So there's so many programs.
Yeah.
I believe that we have two things that we can work on. I help you get connected with Sin. You help me. Get
with
my
your brother
connected with your friend.
Yeah.
And then we talk more and exchange ideas.
I like that.
Sounds good, bro.
Cool beans.
All right.
No, that's awesome. It's really interesting. I'm so happy we talked. Right. I'm putting your number at the top, my guy. All right.
Peace out, bro.
Bye. Don't work too hard. Let me call Wade. Oh, shit. Oh, I thought it was Quags this whole time.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh. It's so funny because he had the same number. Puh. Oh. Oh, you're so dumb. Oh, shit. Oh my god, I was talking to someone for 3 years thinking it was someone else. Oh. Oh, I'm such a clown. No wonder he never responded. It's terrible. Well, worst. Bah. Shit. Piss off. He always did. Why does she have upstairs? Like, I'm so shocked. Take a shot for me. Oh. And a shot for me. You have a new package, bro. Spaghetti bolognese in the bolo lounge. Holy habanese in the bolo bound. And a shot for me. Oh, I'm so lurker to three Saturday. Saturday. Mm-hmm. One Monday. Bay. Build the auto. Nova. So much disclosed. It's a trap. Yeah, an article now. Yeah. Justin Michael? No, I don't think that's him. You don't live in the swing state. Fair.
Oh shit. I thought we were boys, that it was all good. He defriended me. I fucked up, bro. I was supposed to come to your wedding. That shit, man. Cheap people, I guess. To dance. Oh, okay. So sad. It's official. Rip Brad or the Trisha. She's like, no, you need to calm down. You're very emotionally anxious and wound up. It's not good for you. You need to calm down. Think straight. A bit. None of the people's numbers I have due to the other line. I don't know if you know who this is, bro. Shit, my life. I'm not well, bro. Oh, come do with Rockefeller, bro. No.